Hello, this is Apostle Thompson this morning with our meditation. Grace and peace be unto you. I want to look back at the dispensation of the grace of God, which mean the new covenant, which also mean the finished work of Christ on the cross, and it's a brand new covenant of grace. There in Ephesians 3:2 it says again, if you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to you all. And then he said in the third verse, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in a few words. Then we want to look also in the fourth chapter of Ephesians, which I think talk about the believer's growth more than any other chapter in the Bible. And the seventh verse says, but unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. And so the gifts that are given, the prophet, the apostle, the prophet, you find them in the 11th verse, the pastor, the teacher, and the evangelist, are all ministry gifts given by grace to teach this dispensation or teach the grace life. Now, just to give you a whet your appetite before I go over the three things I want to go with you this morning, I'm getting ready to release this in the body of Christ. No more accusation, no more condemnation, no more judgment, no punishment, no separation, no fear, no bondage or captivity, no more curse, no more evil conscience. And in the days to come, we're going to talk about all those no more, because of the finished work of Christ. Now, as we think about the dispensation of the grace of God and grace given for ministry gift, number one, it is to cause us to grow out of spiritual infancy into spiritual maturity. It's so important for us as believers to mature every day, to grow deeper into the things of God, to grow in a deeper trust for God, and to rely on God more in our lives. Not just, you know, memorize a few scriptures, go to church on Sunday, no. Become one who know how to walk in maturity, one who know how to stand when the enemy and opposition and circumstances come against them. This growth in the dispensation of grace will do that for you. Secondly, you cannot persuade God to lower his standard to the level of our experience. We have to keep having an encounter with God, encounter with the Holy Spirit, encounter with the Lord Jesus, and moving our level to another level, another level, another level. The level never ends. And then number three, God is working steadily to bring the church into the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Every day we take on more of Christ, as we study the Word of God. In this dispensation of grace, you will find out that it's not your self-effort. You will find out that it's the grace of God. Today, may you walk in boldness. May you walk in the awareness that you're covered by the blood of Jesus. May you walk in the realization that nothing can stop you, nothing can hold you back, nothing can defeat you, because you're a child of the living God, and because everything for you already been paid for by Christ. Walk realizing that you're under the finished work of Christ. Walk understanding that he who walks under the finished work of Christ, he's walking in grace, and that the Holy Spirit, the helper, is there to see them through. Well, I hope you got blessed today. I'll talk with you tomorrow.